Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Drive through the rural country and look at the beautiful growing crops. Another harvest just around the corner. The fields are cleaner, the rootworms are fewer, and the chemical bills smaller, thanks to biotechnology. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Over the 4th, the Congress spent a whole week back home in the country listening to constituents. I've been listening to the ag policymakers, and the voices are confusing. The Senate Ag Committee hearing didn't do very much to clarify what we're looking forward to in terms of farm policy. Also, I was in a meeting with Secretary Veneman last week, and she wasn't able to shed much light on this complicated question either. She seemed to be saying that we need policy that takes into consideration the whole food chain, farmer to consumer, comprehensive policy. Well, I guess that makes sense, but exactly what does it mean? Undersecretary J.B. Penn made the point that trade policy must be closely linked to our domestic ag policy, going hand in hand. That's good, too. The president desperately needs trade promotion authority, and I'm not sure he's going to get it. Senator Lugar pointed out that agriculture is twice as reliant on trade as the rest of the economy. Good point. And one of Senator Harkin's priorities is an expanded package of conservation in the farm bill. Now, here's what I think. Number one, yes, the next farm bill will be greener than the last, probably a lot greener. Number two, a creative approach to market development must be found because the World Trade Organization rules are closing in on us. Our farm subsidies will be squeezed. Number three, farm commodities that you never heard of are reaching to get their hand in Uncle Sam's farm program cookie jar. Stay tuned here. And number four, after the new bill is written, the principles found in Freedom to Farm will still be there. They're not going away. And number five, although Senator Leahy and House Committee Chairman Combest talk about completing a new farm bill this year, I say, fat chance. There's no consensus, and the deadline's next year, not this year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.